Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today's show, we're talking about vacancy. You know, what should I expect and how long will I not have a tenant for per year? And it's important to recognise you won't always have a tenant, right? And especially when tenants give notice, if you advertise the property straight away, it can still take time for a new tenant to move in. And that can mean that you've got a few weeks without any rent. And that's what we call vacancy. So the number of weeks per year that you don't have any rent coming in because your house is sitting there empty. And that leads to a really good question of how much is normal? Now, Andrew, generally speaking, how much vacancy should someone expect?
So when we originally started the podcast, and actually when I first started the company, I always budgeted for 3 weeks a year. So allow that you're only going to get 49 weeks of the year worth of rent. But actually, it was probably a bit overkill. And actually, my property managers kept saying, no, you're probably overdoing it there. And there has been some changes to the tenancy laws which support that as well, because now you've got to give more notice if you're a tenant and you're wanting to exit a lease.
So yeah, it used to be tenants could leave with 3 weeks notice and now it's 4 weeks notice. And so that just gives you even more time to advertise if your tenant says, nah, I'm up in sticks and gone.
Up in sticks. And so now we say 2 weeks per year. And I still think that's on the conservative side. And the reason for that is it doesn't sound like a lot when you're isolating it and saying 2 weeks in the year. But if you think about it over a 15-year period, you're not going to have vacancy every single year. You might have it every 2.5 years. I think average turnover is about 2.5 years. So if you're budgeting for it every year, you're going to accumulate a bit of extra money. Now, in preparation of this episode, we also called a few property managers from Auckland, Christchurch and Queenstown, and they told us on average, they normally have between 1 and 2 weeks vacancy between tenancies. So this isn't at the start. When you're buying a new property or completing a property and renting it, this is the between tenancies, 1 and 2 weeks.
Yeah, so if we just look at what that means in practice, you know, your tenant's got to give you 4 weeks' notice that, hey, I'm coming. And then it can often take kind of 5 to 6 weeks to go from advertising your property to signing the contract with the tenant to them actually moving in and starting to pay your rent. So you might advertise the property, and the average property is on Trade Me for somewhere between 10 to 16 days at the moment. That kind of gives you a feel of how long it takes to get a contract signed with a tenant. I mean, sometimes it's going to be more, sometimes less, but kind of 1.5 to 2.5 weeks. Let's call it 2 weeks for the purposes of this. And then it might take you another 3 to 4 weeks for that person to actually move in. Some of those people are going to need to give notice themselves. So that's kind of why we say 2 weeks vacancy period is pretty standard. But Andrew, as you were kind of saying before, there will often be some more vacancy when you first buy a property.
Yeah, so let's say you've gone unconditional on an existing property and you don't have access to it for a few weeks, or you have bought something off plans and when it changes hands is when you're going to actually have access to start doing viewings and take photos of the property, there's probably a little bit more downtime. And that's because you need to generate those leads of tenants that want to apply to rent that property. Now, we normally, by default, recommend 4 weeks vacancy when you first buy a property. And that's because you might find someone that's interested, but they've got to give notice on their property as well.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's really quick. You can do it much shorter than that, but 4 weeks is pretty standard. And even if you think about how you can shortcut that process, let's say you're buying an existing property. Maybe you could use the real estate agent's photos when you are advertising your property. I'd just ask them first, otherwise they might be a bit iffy about it. But then you might not be able to do viewings for a little while as well, unless you negotiate early access. Now, as we were talking to some of the property managers, there are some quite creative ways to manage vacancy. So rental demand can often be quite seasonal. So if you're trying to find a tenant around Christmas, that can sometimes be a bit tougher. If it's around Easter, can sometimes be a bit tougher. So a trick that I learned from House Smart, so that's Hayley Stevenson down in Queenstown, she said they sometimes set up their fixed tenancies to be in line with peak renting season. So let's say that you've just gone out and you've been trying to find a tenant over Easter, you might sign them up for either an 11-month or a 13-month lease so that when it comes up to rent that property again, it's either just before Easter or just after Easter. And you might do that for Christmas as well. Let's say you try to find a tenant around January or December. You might either get them to sign an 11-month lease or a 13-month lease so that next time you go to find a tenant, it's either in November or well into February when maybe you've got some more tenants there. And I thought, that is something that I've actually never thought of because most people just think of get them to sign a 12-month lease. I mean, what do you think about that, Andrew?
I know exactly that is what our team does because they don't want, for example, say they're renting it in December and everyone's really busy in December. They don't want to roll over to renting it again next December if those tenants give notice.
Okay, so what are some of the factors that make vacancy periods a bit longer?
I think one of the obvious ones is just setting the rent too high. So remember, it doesn't matter how many bells and whistles your rental property has. If it's too expensive, no one's going to rent it. So get the rent right the first time. I think another big thing nowadays is being really flexible when it comes to pets. So we see a lot of tenants asking for pets, and this is probably an individual preference as an investor, but I really don't mind if my tenants have pets. I think that people, subject to it being fit for purpose, I don't want to, what are those big dogs, St. Bernards or something?
No, I think you're talking about Great Danes.
I don't want a Great Dane in a two-bedroom townhouse, obviously, but if someone's got a cat, then obviously they're an intelligent person. So I want them, and they're probably less likely to move around as much because they don't want to unsettle their cat. So I think you should be more flexible with that personally. But there's a lot of people that don't want that. In fact, there's an investor that I was just talking to on the phone the other day. Their property's been on the market for 40 days now. The other people in that development have all had their properties rented. And I think a big part of that was that they were more flexible with pets than this investor's chosen to be. And it's not a criticism of them. If they don't want them, then that's absolutely fine. In fact, I know of one very big landlord in Christchurch, right? This is a good story for you.
Clearly Liz Harris.
No, it's not Liz Harris. And they had, Liz would be happy-go-lucky. She'd be flexible. One of our team has gone and rented a property off him. And
This prominent Christchurch investor.
Yeah. Anyway, our staff member ended up inheriting a cat just before they moved in. So they signed up with no cat, ended up with a cat. And now he's like, holy hell, what do I do? And he said, I'll talk to the property manager. I'll just let them know that obviously there's been a change in circumstances. We've now got a cat. Landlord said, absolutely not. And I said, no. When I looked up the name, I said, this will be fine. You'll be absolutely fine. Just ring him and explain the situation. He'll have a bit of a laugh. Anyway, rang him. No laugh whatsoever. He is not allowed a cat.
No laughing.
He said that he had a disastrous situation with a cat one time, and he hates cats.
But if you go to the tenancy tribunal, he'll probably be able to get that overturned.
Oh, dear, this guy would probably make his life such a misery that he'd suffer as a result.
Well, maybe it's not worth it. But just coming to that investor we were talking about who's had a property on the market for over 40 days, important to note in that situation, I think they've had 3 applications on their property, right? And so this is somebody working with Opus Property Management, so we know the details in quite a bit of detail. So they've had applications, but they've turned them down. So some of this is going to come down to you as an investor of, you know, who you're willing to have in your property. If you're a bit more on the picky side, well, you're going to have to accept a bit more vacancy. If you're a bit more willing to accept quality applications, and of course, a property manager is probably not going to put an application in front of you unless they actually think that they're of decent quality, well, then you're going to have less vacancy because you're willing to be flexible with, you know, the applications that are out there. So, you know, kind of basic things like that. I'll tell you one other thing that is quite basic, but actually struck me as, oh yeah, that would cause more vacancy. We recently had one where we had lots of tenants booked in to come and view a property, but then the current person living in the property, the current tenant, got COVID. So that person has to isolate. We can't take prospective tenants through, and that's caused a little bit more vacancy. And that just is what it is when it comes down to property, right? I mean, things practically happen, which means sometimes you can't get into a property to show tenants around. That can cause a little bit more vacancy. That's nobody's fault. That just is what it is. And actually, Andrew, I had an email the other day from a listener of the show who was saying that, look, I own a property. My tenant is not letting me come through or won't let my property manager come through for viewings with new tenants. Can I force them legally to let me show tenants through? What's the story there?
Well, short answer is yes. So legally, the tenant can't stop the property manager or the landlord from coming through the property, but the tenant has to be given the appropriate amount of notice. Now, let's say they, in practice, just don't do that. You can go to the tenancy tribunal and get an order. But here's the problem. That's going to take some time. So you'll probably just have to work on the relationship with your tenants. So if your tenants are giving notice and they only really want to make the property available on a couple of days a week because they've got kids and they want to make sure the house is tidy, I'd say just work with them on that, because if they dig their heels in, while legally you might be able to force them to, it might not be able to happen in practice.
And let's just think about the factors that can decrease vacancy. So if we want to get vacancy down, we want to have our property producing as much rent as possible throughout the year, or for as many weeks of the year, get the basics right. So the attendant gives you notice, get the listing online straight away. Get it online fast. And I know that sounds really simple, but some people listening to the show, a bit like me, a bit lazy, maybe you're managing your property yourself and you don't put it online quite as fast. So the later you leave it, the more vacancy you'll have. The other thing is you've got to have good photos. And you know that. If you go on Trade Me, you need good photos. If they're bad photos, you're not going to have as many people interested. We all know this because we all use Trade Me. And whenever you see a listing with bad photos on Trade Me, you're less likely to click on it. And we all know that. But here's the thing. You need to get those photos in advance. Because if you wait till your tenant gives notice and then you go through and take photos, first of all, that's going to delay you. But on top of that, the photos are going to have the tenant's stuff in it.
Yeah.
And maybe their stuff doesn't look quite as nice. So I'd have some photos on file so that when your tenants do decide to leave, you've actually got clean photos to show everybody. And it might have been when you first bought the property, but at least you've got those photos online. Similarly, if you've got a walkthrough video of the property on file, even if it's just you with a phone or your property manager with a phone walking through the property, it just means that tenants can step through the property before they actually turn up for a viewing. That's what people expect when they go through Trade Me these days. And of course, the last thing is, price it at the market rate. So sometimes what property investors or property managers will do is they'll test the market. So they'll say, we'll put in a high rent because we'll just test the market, see if we could get a really high rent. And then 2 weeks later, they've got to drop the rent. Well, if you test the market, that sometimes just means more vacancy. Now, if you're willing to accept that or willing to accept the risk of more vacancy, testing the market might not be a bad idea. But you've got to be prepared for the risk of having your property empty for a couple more weeks than would otherwise be the case.
And actually, just while I think of it, I had a conversation with one of our property partners today, and they mentioned that someone had used a property manager and had had quite a lot of vacancy. Now, what it turns out, the reason for that was that the property managers were very inflexible with when he's happy to do viewings for the property. And so that's had a major impact on how quickly they can rent the property.
Now, I'll tell you the other thing, maintenance. So one thing that good property managers will do is they'll walk through the property and they will identify things that need to be maintained, because often the tenant won't bring up every single little thing that needs to be maintained with the property. Sometimes they just, you know, learn to live with a squeaky door or whatever it happens to be. I'm kind of making it up. Sorry.
Such a basic example. Let's just say it's like it's a cold, damp house. It's squeaky door. No, I'm not renting this. It squeaks. It goes around and pushes all the doors shut.
I don't know. It was the first thing that came to my mind. But my point is that if you are doing not just the maintenance that tenants ask, but the maintenance that's actually needed on the property, when it comes time to rent it back out, it's not like you've got to go through and fix a whole heap of things. So that's just something to think about as well. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And Taya, I want you to come to my upcoming webinar. It's on Tuesday the 16th of April, 7 p.m. usual time. We are going to go through all of the new tax rules. That includes Brightline, interest deductibility, and importantly, the new Airbnb app tax. That is really misunderstood. So I want to dive into that and show you how all of the different tax rules that have just come into place impact you as a property investor. Now, if you want to come along, link's down in the show notes. So tap or swipe over the cover up. There'll be a link in there. Or just go to opuspartners.co.nz/webinar. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Debra Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most from the property market. Until next time.